Right, if you're a Tranmere fan, you probably had a bit of a nightmare day yesterday. I travelled all the way down to Dover to watch their game against Dover, and at 1:28 the game was called off. We arrived at the ground at 1:30, so it wasn't a great day, and I'm sure goalkeeper Scott Davis had just as poor a day as well. Good afternoon, Scott.
Hi, Matthew, how are we?
Yeah, not bad. Tell us about your day yesterday then. At what point did you learn that the game was off?
Just as it's in the white cliff, we were literally, I think, 10 minutes on the ground. The secretary got a phone call and we literally just turned around on the motorway and headed home, so disaster all round.
Yeah, really. What else can you do, I suppose, in that situation when you have made that, what, six-hour journey, maybe even more on a coach?
Yeah, obviously, I don't know who plans the fixtures, but the senders on the furthest trip on the Easter weekend, obviously, it didn't help things, and I think it was 8-9 hours on Thursday, and then obviously it was called off, so it was a bit of a nightmare. But it's football. We've all had instances like this before, and I'm sure we'll have them again. So it's just one of them things, and we've got to get on with it and get our heads around it and be ready to go again Monday.
And the thing is, you're going to have to go back there in a few weeks now as well.
That's the issue, yeah. Obviously, on a Tuesday night. So, but like you say, it's football. It's one of them things, and you never know how important them 3 points are going to be. So you've just got to get on with things.
Absolutely. The most heartbreaking thing of it all as well is that you're on the way back and you're looking at the scores that are going on around the rest of the National League. And not for the first time this season, it looks like Macclesfield might have left the door open, and then they score a 94th-minute winner away at Woking, which extends their lead over you to 11 points because you've now got that game in hand. But it's just psychologically so infuriating.
Yeah, but you've got to say fair play to Macclesfield. We actually were watching it on the coach as we were coming back, and obviously we thought we had a little sniff of them dropping points. But fair play to them. They've held the nerve and they've got the win. But until it's over, we'll keep fighting and we'll keep fighting and looking after ourselves. And you just never know in football. It can turn around very quickly.
You certainly can. And that playoff picture as well, the top seven really, is looking so tight and bunched together. It's going to be a really intriguing final 4 weeks of the campaign.
Yeah, definitely. And I think with the new structure, there's a couple of prizes to play for within that itself as well. So if Macclesfield keep marching, then we've got a lot to play for ourselves. Because if I'm right, if you finish in the top three, you have one home game to get to Wembley. So that wouldn't be a bad second prize. And obviously, that's what we'll be fighting for as well. And we have to make sure, like you say, that we just keep taking care of our own business. And make sure we get where we can get. And from there, like I say, the goal's always been promotion. So whichever way we do it, we have to make sure we try and do that.
Absolutely. You're listening to Radio City Talk, Game On with Matt Jones, and I'm speaking to Tranmere goalkeeper Scott Davis after their game against Dover was postponed yesterday. Next up is Solihull. I should just say that Mo Salah has just put Liverpool 2-1 up down at Crystal Palace, so they've now turned that game around and are leading at Selhurst Park. So on to Solihull now on Monday, Scott, and I bet you're all kind of itching and raring to go after yesterday.
Yeah, because we felt like we had a good performance last weekend as well, so we wanted to back that up with a good Easter weekend. So obviously with the disappointment yesterday, the lads will be itching tomorrow. The gaffer give us the day off with all the travelling, but we'll be back in tomorrow to work and hopefully go again Monday. And we've been good at home this season, so if we can continue that on Monday, we'll give the fans something to cheer about.
Yeah, the home form's been exceptional. I think it's 10 or 11 wins from the last 11 or 12 games at Prenton Park. Why do you think you have been so strong on home soil?
I think a lot of things come into play, don't they? The fans are a big thing. They really can be a 12th man. And since I've been at the club, really, I think there was a change maybe last Christmas time, and the fans really started to get with us at home. And it was continuing from there. The atmosphere's been fantastic, and it's been really difficult for teams coming to our place. So long may that continue, and hopefully we can keep giving them something to shout about there.
And of course, the last time Solihull came to Prenton Park, pretty much 12 months ago, Tranmere picked up a record equalling 9-0 win against them. What are your memories of that one?
Do you know what all I kept thinking was that I'd love a clean sheet game? You just know, don't you, in them kind of games, you always nick one. But it was a bit of a surreal game where I think we've probably had games where we've had more chances and scored one, but it was one of them where 9 chances, 9 goals. We were clinical, and you probably won't get another of them in your career. So it was a moment for the fans, it was a moment for the club, and like you say, it was a moment to savour.
Have you ever been involved in a similar game to that?
No, that takes you back to junior football, doesn't it? but like you say, it'll probably never happen again in your career. Obviously, being a goalkeeper, I'd never like it to happen the other way.
We've talked about that home form and how strong it's been. I think there's, three or four home league games left at Prenton Park now, and each of them is going to be absolutely massive.
Yeah, huge. Because, listen, football can turn around so quickly. We know that. I've been in it long enough. We've got a bit of a lead on us now, but like you say, in two games it changes very quickly. So we have to make sure we look after ourselves. And I think the running favours us. We've got a lot of home games and a couple of local away games. So we'll have a big following there. And if we just take care of our own business, we'll you just never know where it'll take you. We've still got lots to play for, because at the end of the day, the gold promotion, if whichever way that was, if you'd have said to me at the start of the season, you have to go to Wembley and you have to right the wrongs that we had last year, then I'd have probably took it. So we have to make sure we just keep taking care of ourselves, and whichever way we do it, we get up and get out of this league and put the club where it's meant to be.
Do you think that maybe you're more preparing now for that playoff scenario than maybe you were a couple of weeks ago?
I wouldn't say so, because I think that would be disrespectful to ourselves, to the fans and to the league itself. So not really, but obviously it's in the back of your mind that might have to happen. But we'll think about that when we get there. We still, like I say, you've seen teams drop points and be in this position before and not win leagues. So you just never know what pressure does to people. At the moment, fair play to them that they're handling it quite well. But if we take care of ourselves and win our seven games, which we all know we're very capable of doing, you just never know where we'll be come the end of the season. But if that's the route we have to go down, that's the route we have to go down.
Absolutely. Scott, thanks for joining us, and best of luck on Monday.
Cheers, Matthew. Take care.